California Republicans cheer Donald Trump's water memo. By Joel B. Polak on October 19, 2018. President Donald Trump signed a new memorandum Friday to provide more water to California's farmers, lifting spirits in the Central Valley, and potentially lifting the fortunes of embattled Republican congressmen. Republicans have long argued that too much water has been diverted from farming and from household use to environmental priorities, thanks to lawsuits by environmental groups, and to unfriendly state and federal agencies. Representative Jeff Denham, RCA, for example, has made water issues a priority, leading an effort to stop the new Bay Delta Plan, which would require more water to remain in rivers to sustain vulnerable fish species. Denham calls the new plan Sacramento's water grab, and accuses his Democratic opponent in the 10th Congressional District, Josh Harder, of weakness on the issue. The memorandum directs the Secretary of the Interior and the Secretary of Commerce to develop a streamlined process to ensure environmental compliance requirements shall be completed as expeditiously as possible, and in accordance with applicable law. It also calls on the agencies to develop a proposed plan to appropriately suspend, revise, or rescind any regulations or procedures that unduly burden water infrastructure projects. Representative David Vallotto, RCA, defending his seat in the 21st Congressional District, applauded Trump's water memo in a press statement. After years of fighting obstruction from California senators, this executive action is a giant leap toward reducing regulatory burdens and improving water deliveries to California's Central Valley. I am proud our efforts have effectuated such substantial progress. With a reliable water supply, we can restore fallowed fields into fertile farmland, put Californians back to work, and give all Central Valley families the opportunity they deserve. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, who represents part of the Southern Central Valley, joined fellow California Republican Congressman Denham, Vallotto, Devin Nunes, CA-22, Ken Calvert, CA-42, Tom McClintock, CA-4, and Doug LaMalfa, CA-1, in issuing another joint statement. The president's announcement is an immense relief for the farmers and families of the San Joaquin Valley and communities across California. Now, with this executive action, there is a strict timetable for rewriting the biological opinions that lie at the root of the water crisis. This executive action also prioritizes building critical projects to expand water storage in our state so that we can store more water during wet years for use in dry years. Democrat Jim Costa, representing the 16th Congressional District, and facing a spirited fight from Republican Elizabeth Heng, also issued a press statement commending the president for his memorandum. Denham and Vallotto both represent districts that voted for Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump in 2016. Together with Nunes, who chairs the House Intelligence Committee and is a thorn in Democrats' sides, all three are being targeted by Nancy Pelosi's party as she makes a bid to return as Speaker of the House. Trump's memo may provide a much-needed reprieve, both agricultural and political. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.